This is Louis Navaliers, Thursday, October 26th. Well, a couple things are going on. First of all, GDP came out today. This is the preliminary estimate. It is going to be revised and at least twice. But right now, the Commerce Department says the U.S. economy is growing at a 4.9% annual pace in the third quarter. It was due to a 4% rise in personal spending. That's the strongest pace in, since 2021. Now, inventory growth accounted for 1.3% of this GDP increase. And it's not unusual for inventories to build in the third quarter because the fourth quarter is the holidays. But if we exclude inventories and government spending, GDP still grew at a 3.3% annual pace in the third quarter. So that's pretty good. And that's with a manufacturing recession. Okay. Now, speaking of manufacturing, we had durable goods come out today, and they surged 4.7% in September, and that's due to a 12.7% increase in transportation orders, mostly orders for commercial aircraft, but defense orders were also strong. And if we exclude, again, the surge in transportation, durable good orders still rose half a percent. So it looks like the manufacturing recession may be ending, and so the what they call the purchasing manager index for manufacturing may be turning around. So we'll see that soon. So that's encouraging. Probably the biggest deal for you guys is earnings are coming out. So FTI is up this morning. It beat OPRA. It's up this morning, it beat. EME is up this morning, it beat. CRS is up this morning, it beat. I had other stocks announced, but I'm very happy that earnings are working. So, earnings are also coming better than expected. But they always do, but they're better than they were in the previous quarter. So this is very, very encouraging, okay? So there's some other interesting things going on. We had this election in Argentina, and there's going to be a runoff. So the gentleman that got a little more, I think 36.6% of the vote, he wants to keep, you know, health care and all the government benefits for the people. And the other candidate got 30% of the vote, wants to get rid of everything, dismantle the government, and peg the Argentine peso to the U.S. dollar. So you got one guy promising stuff, but a collapsing currency. You know, interest rates are 133% in Argentina. And they have gas lines because there's three tankers with refined product, gasoline, diesel, that can't unload because Argentina's central bank doesn't have foreign currencies to pay for the energy imports. So you can choose to have wild inflation, gas lines, you know, anarchy, or you can choose to peg to the U.S. dollar. So this is going to be a big election, okay? Right now, the gentleman that's promising pension relief is leading, but it's going to be it's going to be an interesting contest. So if that happens, and Argentina does peg the U.S. dollar, because the libertarian candidate looks like Elvis gets elected, it's going to really, really help the United States because we are the world leader. The only thing that we got that's a problem right now is the size of the deficit. You know, the IMF's forecasting a 7.4% deficit in fiscal 2024. So, you know, the Treasury is going to have to skew all its auctions to bills and notes because a lot of people don't want to buy bonds. But, you know, what can I say? It's earnings season. It's time to celebrate it. We got all these macro distractions in the Middle East. But the world looks like it's continuing. The European Central Bank pause this rate increase. Our Fed's probably going to pause this rate increase. Oh, and one last thing. In the third quarter GDP report, the personal consumption expenditure index, the core rate was only 2.4%. So the Fed's target is 2%. So we're getting close to the Fed's target. So that's why I don't expect the Fed to increase rates. So that's it, everybody. Enjoy earnings season. It's Louis Navalier. I'll update the podcast during fast market conditions. But I think we should just enjoy these earnings coming out and let them drop kick and drive our stocks significantly higher. So take care, everybody. I'll talk to you soon.